You're listening to SBS News.
In a virtual meeting of global health and human rights leaders, the message to governments around the world was clear: now is decision time. 9 months into the COVID-19 crisis, many countries are still grappling with how to best protect their citizens while continuing to keep society functioning. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says children must be the priority.
Keeping children safe and at school is not a job for schools alone, or governments alone, or families alone. It's a job for all of us working together. As we often say, there is no zero risk. But with the right combination of measures, we can keep our kids safe and teach them that health and education are two of the most precious commodities in life.
WHO data shows people under 20 account for less than 10% of COVID-19 cases and less than 0.2% of deaths worldwide. Dr. Ghebreyesus says while more research is needed on the virus's long-term effects on children, schools should only be closed as a last resort in areas with intense transmission.
Continuity of education should be guaranteed through distance learning. The time during which schools are closed should be used to put in place measures to prevent and respond to transmission when schools reopen.
WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan says Europe is facing a particularly difficult decision as winter approaches and more schools reopen.
How do we hold those two principles? Protecting the vulnerable from death, getting our children back to school. Something, in some sense, has to give, because we have to sustain pressure on this virus.
Other continents, including Africa, are also facing serious challenges. Director General of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, Audrey Azoulay, says half the world's student population is yet to return to school, and there is a risk that 11 million girls might never return.
The longer schools remain closed, the more damaging the consequences, especially for children from more disadvantaged backgrounds, who, in addition to learning, rely on school for health, for safety, and sometimes for nutrition.
Executive Director of the United Nations Children's Fund, Henrietta Fore, describes the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on young people as an emergency.
The sheer number of children whose education was completely disrupted for months on end is nothing short of a global education emergency.
She says a recent UNICEF survey found one in four countries has not put a date in place for reopening schools.
That's why we are urging governments to prioritise reopening schools when restrictions are lifted, and as Audrey has mentioned, to reinvest in schools. We're urging them to look at all the things that children need: learning, protection, physical health, mental health, and ensure the best interests of a child is placed first.
The three agencies have released new guidelines for reopening schools safely. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.